The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation. Karma Automotive, Forbes magazine's most anticipated luxury electric vehicle. Karma Automotive is a luxury EV brand designed and manufactured in California. Proud sponsor and official luxury vehicle of the Las Vegas Raiders. Charge the motion beyond EV. Karma Automotive.
The game is over, but we're just getting started. You're listening to The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch on the Raiders Podcast Network.
Well, primetime was certainly not boring for your Las Vegas Raiders as they finish off the game, taking down the Green Bay Packers, 17-13 on Monday Night Football. Eddie Pascal hanging out with my guy, DJ Duffel, Bryce Butler. And, dude, it was exciting. Yeah. It was a little closer than it needed to be, a little more stressful than it needed to be. Yeah. But at the end of the day, the Raiders won, kicked that three-game losing streak behind them. Now 2-3, going to stay here at home for the Patriots coming in on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it was a big win for us, getting the Green Bay Packers. They kind of had some decent momentum, you know, going behind Jordan Love. First couple games, they win two, they lost two, but they just lost third. And now we got the Patriots who are coming in kind of on a losing streak as well. So hopefully the momentum that we got from tonight's game just keeps rolling.
So let's start here. We'll start at the very end, right? Jordan Love and the Packers have the ball with a chance to win the game. They're driving, they're driving, they're driving. And 5'9", Amik Robertson goes up and essentially bodies Christian Watson, 6'4". Yeah. So from your perspective, like, you look at that play, right? To interception in the end zone, essentially, you know, seal this for the silver and black. Amik gets beat on that first move, right?
Yeah.
Recovers, ends up making a play. Like, kind of, what did you see from your perspective on that?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was in the elevator.
Yep.
I was in the elevator when the play was happening, trying to get down to the Twitch lounge to give you the content that we need. But I heard the words from the crowd. I mean, that was a big play. We needed it. It was a crunch time moment. It was kind of nerve-wracking because we missed the field goal. Now it's like, if they score, we lose instead of going into overtime. So my man, big play.
Let's start there though, right? Because Coach McDaniels has an opportunity. He trots out Daniel Carlson for a 52-yard field goal.
Yep.
Raiders up 4, chance to go up 7. Field goal goes off the right upright.
Right.
Packers get the ball back, and obviously had a chance to essentially go win the game. I'm okay with that call for two reasons, right? Daniel Carlson's one of the best kickers in the NFL, right? You trust him from 52 to go out there and do your thing, do his thing. And candidly, the defense was playing, in my opinion, pretty well in that second half.
Yeah.
So even if you miss, which ultimately is what happened, you put the ball in Jordan Love's hands and you say, hey, my defense has been holding up, make him beat you.
Right.
And really, he wasn't able to do it, and that's why the Raiders won the game.
Yeah, we would take that all day. I mean, it was a defensive battle. I mean, in my opinion, from both sides of the ball today. And, yeah, I mean, he missed the field goal, but he had enough leg.
Yes.
So we're not saying, he didn't make, like, it just hit the right upright, little bad luck. But we came out there, had made a stop. Coach bet on his defense. We're in Vegas. We bet a little bit, and we came out victorious.
You know, you look at that. We talk about it being a defensive game tonight. You look at Jimmy G's line. He goes 22 of 31, 208. On the other side of things, Jordan Love goes 16 of 30, 182, right?
Right.
If you're holding the opposing quarterback to, I'm not good at math, just over 50% completion, you're going to win a lot of football games in this league, Bryce.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, Jordan Love, he looked good earlier, I felt like, but then they couldn't really get a big play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think on both sides, there wasn't that many explosive plays.
Yeah.
And if you can win the explosive play battle, help yourself by not losing the turnover battle, which we did tonight, you should be able to win a lot of games.
Yeah, and you talk about the turnover battle. Jordan Love turns the ball over 3 times, the 2 interceptions to Robert Spillane, and then ultimately that the end zone interception that ended the game. Jimmy Garoppolo with 1 pick. But really, I mean, you look at what Robert Spillane did, man. A dude first year in this defense, and man, effective, efficient, getting his hands on the ball, becomes the first Raiders linebacker with 2 picks in a game in about 20 years, which is pretty incredible. And anytime anytime you find yourself in Raiders history like that, it's a good thing. But I mean, it's refreshing to see, because you know, we've talked about the defense a lot, and I think the defense has had moments where they've been good, They've had moments where they haven't been so good.
Right.
But to me, over the past 2 weeks, it feels like they're kind of evening it out. And now it's good to see the guys who are playing a lot, like Robert Spillane, out there going and making plays. But not only making plays, making big, impactful plays.
Right. It's a different defense. You know that, you know, Coach Graham's defense is a little different. New England kind of runs a different style of defense. You got a little bit more defensive backs on the field than, you know, linebackers and defensive linemen. So sometimes if you're new to a system like that, it takes some time to get to it. Today, my man Spillane balled out. He was always in the right place at the right time, and we needed that. Make plays when big plays are needed.
You know, you talk about the DBs, and obviously Amik ends this game with the interception. But I think one thing that we haven't talked about enough, and we'll talk about a lot this week, as the Raiders were down two of their top three DBs going in today. Ja'Quarian Bennett isn't able to go.
Nope.
Nate Hobbs misses his second game as well. So now you have Amik, who candidly just finds himself in positions to make plays week after week after week. It doesn't matter if he plays five snaps. Doesn't matter if he plays 50. And you see a lot of Tyler Hall. We see Roderick Teamer getting involved.
Yep.
I mean, we talked so much over the past, let's call it 6 months, about the depth that Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels have built on this team. 1-53, a lot deeper than it was a year ago.
Yeah.
And we saw it tonight when you need your third DB, your fourth DB, your fifth DB to step in, and not only step in, but play meaningful snaps.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to those guys. I mean, in this league, when you have a window of opportunity, you got to step in and take advantage of it, you know? So those guys going in, not being the first guys, not being the second guys, maybe being the third guys, if you go in there and make plays, you might see yourself playing more even when those first guys are back.
You know, you talked a lot about how it felt like the Packers weren't able to find that, like, consistent cohesion on the offensive side of the football. It felt like that for the Raiders a little bit, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we look at the end line here on the rushing attack. Raiders run the ball 29 times for 96 yards, 16 of those belonging to Trey Tucker. But it felt like, so Josh Jacobs has a season high in rushing yards, 69 tonight. But it felt like, especially towards the end, that Coach McDaniels was there to trust Josh and say, hey, he's getting, you and I talked about it pregame, right? Like, he's getting warmed up. He's getting where we need him to be. And you go and trust number 8 to go make plays.
Yeah, I mean, Josh is a guy that you need to let him get some of the workload.
Mm.
And tonight, you can see a steady dose of the run game. Even though early, like you said, it really wasn't popping off, but you saw in the second half, especially in that fourth quarter, we started popping off some 15-yard runs, some 12-yard runs, some more explosives. Some of that defensive line, they were getting tired. The offensive line was creating some gaps. He was hitting them. So if they can keep a steady dose, that's what I was talking about earlier. If you can keep it simple, you got to keep handing the ball off, regardless of how it looks early, because if you quit on it early, then later when you need it, it won't be there.
You know, we talk about Josh running the ball 20 times, season high for him there as well.
Yep.
He had 19 week one against the Broncos, but the past couple weeks, unable to your point, kind of establish a run early and often. That's what they were able to do today.
Right.
You know, but I think for me, what's the most positive kind of thing that I take away from this game on the offense side of the football is that it wasn't pretty, right? Like, there's no one who's going to say, hey, this is the high-flying, beautiful offense that we've hoped to see. It wasn't pretty. There were periods where you know, the offense just struggled to find any type of cohesion, but they did enough to win the game.
Yeah.
Right? We talk about all the time in the NFL where it's like, you need to be able to win when you're not shooting 10 out of 10, right? And the Raiders, to their credit, weren't shooting 10 out of 10 today, but they did just enough to find a way to win. And I think that bodes well for this team as we go into now really the second quarter of the season.
Yeah, for me, it's about complementary football, right? So tonight, we were giving Josh Jacobs some carries. So we had a better time of possession this week.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, even though sometimes the offense will go 7 plays, punt it off, now the defense at least had time to catch their breath on the sideline because it wasn't just like 3 passes, kick the ball, now they have the ball, now the defense is back on the field. It hasn't even like ran off a minute off the clock. So I like to see complementary football. And tonight, even though we didn't put a lot of points on the board, we had a lot of good drives where our defense had time to catch their breath. And that's all sometimes the defense can ask for.
You know, and we talk about kind of those long, slogging, heavyweight drives. The end of that first half, right? Raiders go, I think it was 62 yards in just about 8.5 minutes.
Yeah.
They milked that time of possession. And we talk about it. Wasn't sexy, right?
No.
It wasn't chunk plays. It wasn't 10 and 12 and 8. It was 3. And 4 and 6, right? But what it did, to your point, it gave the defense a chance to kind of catch their breath, collect themselves. And really, for me, like I said, going in now to this second quarter of the season, seeing kind of some of this momentum that the offense has been able to build, even if it isn't sexy, like that to me, if you're a fan of this team, you have to feel good about going into next week.
Yeah, I definitely do. The only thing that I would say is.
Yes.
When we get in the red zone, especially off turnovers, we must capitalize with points. Like, we had two turnovers today in which we only got
3 points.
Oh, we had three turnovers, but like two that was really in the mix of the game. And we only got three points out of it. And then one time we were on the 6-yard line, and I don't think we gained a yard, Eddie. So we have to work on our plays within the 10 yards in the red zone. We got to capitalize when we're in the red zone, dog.
And you and I were talking about this during the half, where obviously a unique situation there. Raiders at the 6 have an opportunity to put points on the board, and they put up 3 instead of 6. But it felt like Devontae wasn't involved in that portion. And we saw Devontae later in the second half, but like, I thought you had a pretty interesting take on, go give him chances. Like, go let Devontae be Devontae.
Yeah, I think, so when I was sitting watching the game, especially in the second quarter, I was sitting next to Amber, and I was like, yo, have we thrown the ball deep today? Like, have we taken a shot? Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta take a shot. If you're not shooting your shot, you ain't gonna hit nothing, you know? And so even if you're not completing those passes, when you watch a defense that doesn't fear, you can, you know, hit them up top, you see safeties are lower, linebackers are in there tight, they're crowding the line of scrimmage. And now the quarterback is sitting back there, and he might not have enough time to throw the ball because the defense is not nervous that they're not, the defense isn't nervous that they're not going to throw the ball down the field.
You can smile. We got the little duffels here. We got the little duffels here.
You kind of messed up my train of thought. No. I haven't had my kids ever on set. Shout out to my kids, Braden and Liana. Much love to you, Raiders, Raiderette, and future Raider possibly. But like I was saying, you got to be able to take the top off the D, or at least make the defense fear that you can take off, mm-hmm. take the top off the D. And we have a guy in the Devontae Adams that can do it. Yeah. He's been doing it for about 10 years in his career. He can do it. At least give him a couple shots to strike that fear in the defense's eyes.
You know what? But what I really appreciated about this, and you and I were talking about it before we started rolling, is that, you know, we get late in the game, late in that third quarter. And let me look at the half. At the half, Devontae,
one
I want
catch,
to say,
had, yards.
There it is, boom, one catch, 12 yards. But, you know, you look in that second half, and it almost felt, and I'm not here to say this is what happened or what didn't happen, right. but it almost felt like Devontae was like, let me go to work, let me cook. And we see that drive at the end of the third quarter. Was it 3 targets, 4 targets? Like, let Devontae be Devontae.
Yeah.
And, like, we saw kind of the unique element, the unique wrinkle that he can bring to this offense when he's getting his looks.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't anything crazy. I think the first route he had was a little option route going down the middle in the slot on the weak side. Easy, like, 20-yard completion down the field. Then you give him another one. When we got close to the red zone, just making plays. He's a guy that you just want to have the ball in his hands as many times as possible.
And the one thing, and you got to look smart today, Duffel, is we were talking during the pregame about how Devontae plays one-on-one, right?
Yes,
he's a basketball player.
Yes.
And what happens on one of those receptions late in the third quarter, it was a Bleacher Report, ESPN, all those guys are tweeting it out that he's playing one-on-one.
That's it. I mean, that's Devontae, man. Like, he's been that way since, I would say he's been that way since he was a young man coming out of East Palo Alto, playing one-on-one, beating guys to the basket. And that play, he beat the guy to the ball.
The one thing that I thought was interesting, too, is they had a linebacker on Devontae on that play. Like, how, in what world, right, and I'm never going to pretend to be, like, this football expert, X's and O's guru, right? In what world does it make sense for you to have a linebacker in coverage on Devontae Adams in a close game in the second half?
That's called two things. That's called great game planning by Josh McDaniels. You know, motioning the guy out outside of Devontae, so then they had to skip out because they're a zone defense. They're not a man-to-man defense. Green Bay is not really a man-to-man team. And now you got a linebacker on, you got the preferred matchup you want, take advantage of it.
You know, and I know we've talked a lot about the offense, and we talked about Spillane briefly. Like, one thing for me as we kind of zoom out of this season, right? Raiders sitting at 2-3 now.
Yeah.
One thing, like, kind of, I mean, sort of related to the game, but I'm so genuinely happy that if you're a fan of the NFL, if you're a football fan, you get to see Max Crosby play out of his mind on a national TV game. I mean, we look at some of the stats that we had from Max. Max had 2 pressures in the first half, up to 22 on the season, tied with Micah Parsons for third most in the NFL. I mean, we talk about, like, all these stats, all these incredible things that Max has done, and he just finds a way. I tweeted out, I was like, I don't know if this man has ever physically felt tired in his life, because you look at that engine, you look at him go and go and go, he doesn't stop.
He plays for a lot, man. He's been through a lot in his life, and he gets to go out there and play easy football, easy game called football. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure he's one of those guys who he's like, why not give 100% effort every play? And you can see it. I mean, he gets doubled, he gets tripled. Obviously, when he has a one-on-one matchup, he takes advantage of those. I mean, Max Crosby is, he's one of a kind, man, and he's tatted up like crazy.
Let's see. So we look at Max's Max's final line today. We go five tackles, one sack, four tackles for loss, and a quarterback hit. And candidly, he could have had more than that.
Like, yeah.
This is a dude who we talked about earlier, never comes off the field, is a menace for any opposing quarterback, is a menace for any opposing offensive coordinator. And he just does it week after week after week. He's just out there balling out.
He's a beast, man. If we can get someone on the other side to kind of put 75% out of what Max puts out, it's gonna be scary.
And that's one thing that we've talked a lot about when we talked about a pregame again, right? Who's going to be that complementary piece to Max? Who's going to be that guy that you don't need a second Max Crosby? You'd love a second Max Crosby, but there's not a lot of those dudes walking around. Who's going to be that second guy? We saw production from Robert Spillane today, right? The two interceptions. We saw production from Divine Diablo, leads the team with 10 tackles and a tackle for a loss. We see Trayvon Merrick getting involved in the secondary, being that heavy presence in the back. Yeah. Marcus Peters out there kind of doing his thing. So maybe we didn't see a full defensive line Robin, air quotes, but we saw a lot of guys doing their best Robin impersonation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's all you can ask for. It's a cohesive unit. Everybody has to do their jobs. And if everybody can do their job, I mean, it's going to be a scary sight. It's October. It's going to be a scary sight for teams coming forward.
You know, we look at the Raiders now, Duffel, 2-3. Okay. Certainly a lot of runway left to go do what they want to do this NFL season. But I think most importantly, they kind of nip this three-game losing streak. Yep. They say, hey, we're done with that. We're looking ahead.
Yes.
From a player's perspective, how much do you kind of feel that weight off your shoulders when you are kind of in the doldrums and it's kind of hard to get out of the cellar, and all of a sudden a big emotional win, you know, walk off essentially at home on primetime? Like, I imagine for the guys in that locker room, it has to just feel like a, huh.
Yeah, I mean, you never want to lose. You never want to be in a streak of a loss more than one game.
Yeah.
You know, you never want to lose two. You never want to lose three. Because when you get to three, it's like, uh-oh. We can get in that, you know, that dark hole, that black hole of losses. And so a win like tonight is like, okay, look, guys, we can go out there and do it. You know, Green Bay is a good team, solid. I mean, they have a good defense, man.
They do. Like,
their defense
they
is do. Really good. I was watching those guys play. They're really good. So I'm like.
And they gave this Raiders offensive line fits for a lot of the games.
I mean, for the most part of the games, Josh didn't have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely nowhere to go. Like, there was nothing doing all night. It was like as soon as he got the ball, boom!
Yeah.
Little John
especially
Madden
that, especially, there you go. Especially in that first half, too, right?
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
Especially in that
bad first, in the
first half.
Half. But, yeah, like, you go in the locker room, you're like, hey, guys, you see we can do it. We can win the tight games. So let's figure out the formula to continuing these streaks of wins, especially going into a very favorable schedule coming up. Mm-hmm. I mean, the teams that we got coming up aren't, like, scary, aren't daunting. But I'm sure they're looking at us the same way.
Yeah.
So we just have to go out there humbly and be like, look, the Patriots that we're about to play are 1-3. We could easily be that way too. We were that way. Let's go out there and take care of business. And then the following week, take care of business. And now you have a three-game winning streak instead of a two-game losing streak or a three-game losing streak.
What do you think it means for kind of the big picture of 2020? And not zoning out too far, but like the fact that the Raiders won ugly.
Yeah.
Right, the fact that this wasn't the best version of Jimmy that we saw.
Yeah.
This offense, the offensive line got beat up for portions of that game. The defense, I mean, honestly, hats off to the entire defense.
Yeah.
But like, what do you think it does for the collective, the 53, knowing that, hey, this wasn't our best version of us, and we still won?
It's confidence, man. It's a confidence boost. I mean, last year we were all here in the first home opener against Arizona Cardinals. When we were supposed to win the game, we lose the game. Confidence shifts, morale shifts, and then we just go on a losing skid, basically. Like, that can happen very quickly. Like, I've been here as well back in the early teens, where, you know, you lose a couple games early and then you start to creep in, like, oh, here we go again. So a win tonight, an ugly win. I would say tonight was like C-plus game for us, and we still got the W. So now you say, hey, how do we get from a C-plus to a B? And then hopefully that B is enough to win the next game. And then the next game, now we were playing A-minus game. So now we're hitting on all cylinders. You know, all phases of the game. We got offense, defense, and the kicking game. And now we're sitting here really confident saying we can beat anybody that we see, especially the guys that we see on our schedule, because that's all that matters anyways.
You know, just one thing before we get out of here, Bryce, is we've talked so much, really since the offseason, about how this defense had to be better, right? You look at 2022 for the Raiders, and it felt like there were moments where, I mean this with all due respect, where the defense didn't necessarily hold up their end of the bargain, right? So let's just look at this. The fewest points allowed by the Raiders through five games since 2002. 108 in 2013, 109 in 2017, and 114 this year.
Okay.
They're doing their thing.
Okay.
I mean, you're looking at 21 years of Raiders football and to be in the top three of the fewest points allowed through five games.
Let's go.
It hadn't been perfect, right? Max is obviously playing at an all-pro level, as we've come to expect. But give Patrick Graham and that defense, all, you know, every single guy that's out there on that defense credit, because they've been doing their thing, man. They've been holding it down.
Now, you know, I was on the team in 2013 when we only gave up 108 points and we only won four games. So if the defense
fair.
Is
totally
holding
fair.
Their bargain,
totally fair.
What I'm about to say is the defense is holding their bargain. But the offense, the kicking game, have to bring it as well. And tonight, you know, we only scored 17 points. We had more opportunities to put more points on the board. Mm-hmm. When we play a better team that can score more points, we have to be able to answer the bell on offense as well. Or the defense, it doesn't matter how few points another team scores. Because I remember, I looked at that when you, I was like, hold on, I was on that team. We only won four games. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like we said, I'm always going to say this in football, complimentary football. If you can win at least two out of the three phases per game, you have a chance to win. And today we did that. But we just have to keep going, keep going, keep going. Feel confident, believe that we can do it, and just keep doing it.
That's what we got to do. Complimentary football, the name of the game.
Yep.
It was a good night tonight at Allegiant,
yes.
An exciting night at Allegiant. Certainly no shortage of excitement here in the Twitch Lounge where
no.
You and I have been hanging out for the past
yeah.
little bit. But, man, at the end of the day, we get to enjoy a victory Tuesday. Player perspective real quick. Did you enjoy a victory Monday more or a victory Tuesday?
I mean, Monday night football games are fantastic. Like we talked about earlier in the Madden joint, if you win on Monday night, everybody watched you play. So it's just a better feeling, man. It feels much better.
Yeah, 100%. And we will enjoy this for the next couple days. Turn the page quickly. The New England Patriots come into town next week. You're going to be back.
I'll be back.
You can't get rid of us yet.
I'll be back.
So Bryce will be back with us next week. We'll do a similar deal, pre and post, hanging out, talking it all out, breaking yep. it all down. But at the end of the day, the Raiders won a football game. We are 2-3. Much rejoicing. Enjoy this one, Raider Nation. Brady Pascal, my guy Bryce Butler. We will see you guys next week, same time, same place, for the fifth quarter presented by Twitch.
Thank you for listening to the fifth quarter presented by Twitch. Make sure to download the Raiders mobile app, and we'll see you next week.